What's the problem with that sheet of the Rashba? And the Rashba says, one second, you have Hasach Hadas. How do we know it's Hasach Hadas? Let's look back at the Gemara's discussion with regard to Netila. Netila Shadayim, we said, needs to be done a second time because Haggadah and Halela are considered Hasach Hadas. He doesn't mean the Halel that you're saying later. He means the Halel that's part of Magid, the latter portion of Magid has part of Halel. What's that?
It's like a separate entity of Magid, though.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
What do you mean the later one?
No, the latter part of Magid has part of Halal. Right.
That's what he means.
Yeah, he's not talking about the full Halal later because there's no Netilas Seder. Part of Seder is Halal.
Right.
That's not what he's referring to. That's all I'm saying. Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rafta, Motzi Matza, Shulchan Aruch,
Marukar.
I'm sorry, Marukar, Shulchan Aruch, Safun, Barich, Halal, Nirtza. Right. So he's not referring to that Halal. That halal doesn't have anything to do with the two netilos.
Right, but I'm saying the halal that you do. Now I'm forgetting. Haggadah. What part of halal do you do with the magid? You do like,
well, there's some prakim of tilin in there
that are from halal.
Yeah,
and you don't repeat them, right?
No,
like you do like half the first half of halal.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when he says halal, he's not referring to the halal. He's referring to the portion of halal which comes along at the tail end of magid, which also comes between the two netilos.
Okay.
Okay. So what does he say instead?
Oh,
what does the Rosh say instead is the reason?
Why?
Papyrus, no?
What's the reason for what?
Papyrus.
Does he have to answer this question? Where's the Bar Pri Adama?
So if it's not on Karpas, because you
he's saying it's a Hasach Hadas. Rosh says a Hasach Hadas. So if it's a Hasach Hadas, now to find him. I'm sorry?
It is Papyrus, no?
Okay, calm down. Everyone get the question.
It's Zoyt.
What does that mean? Not dessert necessarily, but it's something that's coming along with the.
It's
with the meal
light.
Food.
Oh, right. So that's different than what I'm saying.
Is parparit dessert?
Sorry.
Well, what you're saying is not wrong. Let's just take one step at a time.
Too.
Yo.
Really?
Yo, ibuprofen.
Calm down. So what does the Rosh say? So he points to the Gemara and Brachas. And what does he say?
He said...
Are you mad? Never. Says in the
Potter. He said you're a Potter because.
Says in the Potter, Gavam Matzos, Ma Matzos, Merom Yochluhu.
Ate the Matzah, therefore you're good.
Well, what does that mean? You ate the Matzah, therefore you're good. Read his Lashon. Can someone read?
The Maror.
Can you read inside, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
But it's Chaf Vav. Chaf Vav does the following along.
Yeah. Oh, what? Can I read it inside here? Or no?
Yeah, Simon Chaf Vav.
That's where we are. Got that.
No, you don't need to read the whole thing. You might as well read the whole thing. Just the first few lines till he asked the question.
Well, and then this part that he's quoting is later, right?
Should I cut you off?
Midway through?
You don't have to read the whole thing. Just
start from Umash in
Mark. Read the pertinent part. Velon Hira. How about that? Velon Hira.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Velon Hira de ha asech data de agata de halela de amrina and mekaman.
Tibol Rishon, just like we see with regard to Tibol, the Talmud says that that's called a Hesech when you read the Haggadah and say portion of Hallel, and therefore you have to say it again, you have to make another Netil Shadayim. Sorry? Good. So too, over here, it should present the problem, it should be Hesech Hadas. So now he has to come up with a new answer. He has to give you a different answer.
Mm-hmm. Shein mevarchim borpi adam al maror haynu mishum dichtiv al matzot umorim yochluhu vechovahu lehavi maror achar matzah.
Stop there.
So you're eating them together because it says matzo umorim yochluhu. So the maror is with the matzah, so it's covered under that bracha.
What does that mean? What you're saying
is should mean that like dessert is part of the meal. The maror is part of
dessert's not part of the meal. I don't know why you're saying
dessert. Because there was the word dessert flying around for a while there.
Before parparis.
Right.
That wasn't part. It said pas a parparis.
Parparis a pas.
Parparis does not mean dessert.
Yeah, look for example at the Karban Asano. Umash Aim of Rakhim Bebadam al Maror Haine Mishum Daksid al Maskmer. At the bottom, yes. Upobis Mice and Kositosos Tam Acher. The Kari parparis a pas. The Mamshech Hamacha. V'nir b'havanosam v'sham b'brachos nosnu tam l'shabbos k'shem avarech al yirakos v'tchilo ibra hocha b'shmaitzim d'rav chizda v'nivarech v'tchilo al chazeres bar p'adamo v'al achilas moror no'odim midivreihem d'hosam k'ivin d'rachmona kova chova havi k'mo d'vorim haboyim machmasuda da pas bar tartan. What's he saying?
Let's start again.
Yesterday we began by looking at Tosos and Brachos. What did Tosos suggest was the reason why there is no separate Bar Pia Adama? Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact reason.
Have you brought it out here? Okay, fine. That, he had that lashon. The Rashbam is the one that comes along and says, no, it's not like Tosas over there, but it's instead because of Karpas. The Rosh saying can't be because of Karpas.
So Tosas because said it's with the Motzi.
Esach Hadas, right.
Rashbam says it's with the Karpas.
Right.
And now we're saying can't be with the Karpas because of the pause. So is he going back to the Tosfot idea?
Rosh is having a similar idea, right. He says the bracha of Hamotzi should cover it. Why? But he's giving a specific
he's
reason.
Giving, yeah, he's not saying
what's his reason?
Motzi covers
foods
after
it. Clue.
It's yeah, they're one in, they're a combined eating.
What does that mean?
It means instead of it just being like, oh, I made motzi, and so that covers my food, because it doesn't cover all things, because if you have like, as you keep
right.
putting up the sorbet,
that's right.
that would not be part of the meal, and that would not be covered by your motzi. But the maror is combined with matzah.
But he speaks it out a little bit further. What do you mean combined?
No, he says, first of all, he says, Pasuk tells me that. Then he says, therefore, I have a obligation to bring more after I eat the matzah, and it's considered as it's considered like foods that come during the meal.
What's making it that?
What's making what what?
The fact that I'm washing before I'm having the maror.
No.
What's making it part of your suda?
Well, I don't even know if it's part of the suda. I thought it was just saying the idea of the mitzvah of eating maror.
Yeah.
Originally is with the karban, but even that, it's now we at least have it combined with the matzah. So it's not an independent mitzvah still.
Is considered par paris?
Because it's matzo.
Well, he's bringing the Gemara par paris
as a proof,
as a little bit of a siyua. But he's giving his reason. His reason is like this. It says in the pasuk al matzo sinorim yochluhu vechovahu lahavi marar achar matzah. It's an obligation. Now, that's the recipe for tonight's meal. There's going to be matzah, and then there's going to be maror. Then there's going to be matzah and maror, and then you can have a full-blown meal. Right?
Right.
So what is he telling you when he says, since it's a matzah from Rom Yochlu, v'chovahu lahavi mar acha matzah, hilkach, therefore, have a kedvarim haboyim betoch asuda, machmas asuda. He's saying a big chiddush over here.
He's saying that the maror would be part of the suda.
But it's not really part of the suda.
Why? Because it's an independent mitzvah.
It's kid. Kid dvarim habayim b'toch asuda machmas asuda.
How do you know when those kids are big? Are they always like really like?
Well, he should have otherwise said it's dvarim habayim b'toch asuda machmas asuda. Why are you saying it's like that?
You're holding trust.
And why are you also telling me that it's because of the chova? Just tell me it's because I'm eating it in the context of a meal. He's not saying that.
What's the chova?
Obligation.
The chova is here. I have to eat maror.
So is he saying the chova is matzah marorim? Like it's
that's
one
right.
obligation.
Well, I don't know. I know you keep saying it
that's
that
what I'm
way.
Because I don't understand the distinction between the original obligation of maror with the carbon pesach, where it's the maror you could even have like that,
back to yesterday's discussion.
Chatzi maror, chatzi
back
matzah,
to yesterday's year,
and that would count. Versus now we have there's
now
no
the
carbon pesach.
The rabbanon came along and said now you have an achiv achila
of
maror.
Now is that's achiv achila maror?
Achiv achila
fnei atzma. Is it any? It's with neatzma. So is there any connection to the matzah anymore?
No, just has to come afterwards.
Because he's quoting matzah marorim tohlu.
Yohu. Yeah.
Like it's one thing, but is it anymore? Since now we have this independent.
It's rabbinic,
no
but
longer,
obviously it's borrowed from the fact that.
Right, but
a
in the rabbinic, is it on its own or is it along with the matzah?
Well, there's no Karim Pesach, was what I'm saying.
Right, but so I'm saying.
So it's independent.
So it's independent of matzah.
But
it's somehow still connected.
That's right.
To it
still harkens back to the original maror.
So is that why we make an achilat maror separate from an achilat matzah?
Yeah, it's an independent mitzvah. No one's
but
not.
Back then it wasn't.
That's right. Point to the Rambam. Point to the Rambam is not independent.
So this is like back then you had to have
the way of
matzah because that's a separate thing.
That's
and then
right.
you'd have the karbon all in one. And since the only part of the karbon we now have is the maror, that's the separate mitzvah.
I don't know what he's saying.
You would in, back then you would have the mitzvah of matzah separate because it said
that's right
matzot in the era.
The erev tochlu matzot is a separate chiyuv of achilas matzah.
And then the other mitzvah was the karban pesach, which involved the karban, the matzah, and the maror. Right. All is one. So you so would just you, say al achila.
Well, that's a separate question. We don't know again exactly
so
how it was eaten is a separate question. Was it eaten matzah and maror together, and then the karban pesach on the side, or was it matzah, maror, and karban pesach eaten all together? Again, that's within Hillel.
Okay, so the moving from the karban to just the maror nowadays.
Well, moving to where maror was a kiyum in karban pesach, right?
Right.
To where maror is a kiyum b'fnei atzma,
which
is what you're asking.
Right. So is it?
So now, whereas previously there was no chiyuv kazayas per se, but for the fact that it's you had a bracha l'rosh then.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that was the whole chiddush of the of Reb Chaim explaining the rush.
Since you have the
really, if you're just going to tell me that maror is an obligation, then I wouldn't necessarily know that I have a kazayas to be eaten because it was not an independent obligation. Matzah was matzah needed in a chiyuv, excuse me, a shir kazayas.
But now that we're losing, the
but
other,
now that you're making maror into an independent mitzvah,
it
needs a kazayas.
So now it's like that; it needs a kazayas. So it also is an independent mitzvah in the sense that. Shouldn't it be not covered as part of the Suda? If it's an independent
mitzvah. It's not covered by the mitzvah bracha. It's not an issue of, is this really the mitzvah of matzah? No one's saying it's part of the mitzvah of matzah.
So yes, how is it covered by motzi?
Not the berakas ha-mitzvah.
Right, I'm saying
because that's a separate question. That's a berakas ha-nenin.
If it's separate, that so it needs the al-achilat maror. That would make it sound like
mitzvah.
It's a completely like that sounds like one of those things that if you're eating it during the meal, this isn't part of the meal. It's a separate.
Good. Mitzvah. That's part of the problem over here. I mean, the Rosh is saying that because I have an obligation to eat it, now it's like it's part of the meal. The implication is that if but,
that sounds like the opposite.
But for that, it would not be part of the meal.
That, why? I feel like it should be the opposite. If there wasn't a specific mitzvah on it, and I'm just eating some
that's right.
root vegetable, then it should be covered. It should definitely be covered by
right.
motzi.
Right. But the Rosh is saying the only reason why you're eating this is really because of the chiyuv.
Right. Which
and because it's part of the chiyuv, therefore it's part of the suda. And you're saying this is what Adam was saying before that no, l'chori shouldn't say that. Say that really it's not part of the meal, and the only reason I'm eating is for the mitzvah, and therefore it should get its own bracha.
Yeah.
So we have to try to explain this rush.
So that's why I'm asking, is it still somehow connected to the matzah?
No, let's read a little bit farther. There's a few more lines here where he explains it, doesn't he?
There's a lot of lines.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. The rest of it is he's trying to explain the Rashbam. All right, so let's stop there for 1 second. Take a look at Tosos now on our page. Kuf Yadalad and Aleph, Divra Maskel Ad. So one line, two, three line Tosos over there. So one of you, Yonah, would you like to read it?
Sorry.
What does that mean? Until you get to Paparas HaPas. Until you arrive at, until you reach. Kuf Yadal Amun Aleph, Dibra Lamaskal Ad Shem Magia. Remember, the Mishnah said, Hevi Lefonov Metabal Bechazeres Ad Shem Magia LePaparas HaPas. What does that mean?
Explain it.
Yes, I'd love to. What does that mean? If they bring him vegetables, metabel bechazeres. Rashi says zel lashon hagemara k'detanya el because I'm a base. Hashamish metabel b'bnei me'ayim l'fi shekol ma'acholam aydei tibul. They would dip everything. The waiter. They would dip everything. Metabel bechazeres kolomar im ein sham yerek acher metabel hachazeres becharosas ve'ochel. Talking about a case over here where a person only has one vegetable to use. He has to double down on the same vegetable.
That's mentioned in the Rosh too, right?
Okay. So yes. And he's referring to this discussion.
Yeah, that's what, remember?
I remember doing the Rosh.
So,
no, remember when we were just doing it and you were like, why is there only one vegetable?
So a person only has one vegetable, he's going to have to basically use it twice. He'll use it first as his first tibul, and then he's going to make the alachil smarter on that same item when he gets to quote-unquote parparas hapas. Parparas hapas is basically that moment in time when you eat the maror. So Tosla says, just hold the question for 1 second. I think it will all become clear in a moment. If not, I'll obviously answer your question, or I'll try to. Go ahead.
Parparas kri amoror.
Parparas. What's the reference of parparas over here? What is it referring to? So Tosla says, parparas kri amoror. Parparas here refers to the moror.
In general, is it referred to?
Parparas is more of a dessert. Something that accompanies the meal. It's not the meal per se, but it comes along with the meal.
Like
in the Mishnah, it says that gematrios ha-parparas la-Torah. There it means it's not the mainstay of the meal. Not the meat and potatoes of your Torah or repast.
Is it a side dish? What are we going
to... You're asking, is it a separate bracha or is it...
Let's read the rest of the Tosfos. Okay? Because I think he's going to tell us what you want to know. All right?
I have many questions.
Parparas kari ha-morah she'ocha achar ha-matzah. And what's pshat parparas? U-parparas... Why do we use that lashon of paparis? Kolomar.
Like it says, mamashkas.
Mamshachas hamacha.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Continuation of the food.
Well, mamshachas hamacha, I think it means that like...
it's not like mamshach?
It draws the... Yeah, mamshach.
To continue, no?
Parparos l'chachma. Oh, the gematrios are parparos l'chachma. Shehayirakos mamshichos halev l'macha. They sort of... wet the appetite. They wet the appetite. They're not mainstays of the meal. They somehow enhance the meal. You're right. In the case of the gematrios, they're considered secondary to the meat and potatoes. They're not the chachma per se. They're somehow mamshech a person to the chachma. They wet your appetite for more. You wouldn't subsist with gematrios alone. You constantly want more.
They didn't really get use besides just.
I'm not saying they're useless. No one's saying they're useless, but he's saying that's what they're. It's referred to as paparas hapas.
So corn is considered.
It's referred to as paparas hapas. We're not going to get into that whole.
Also, when you say meat and potatoes,
can you just give
potatoes,
like a general idea of what's considered?
I'm just reading pshat in the Tosos. I'm just trying to read Tosos here. Paparas kari hamorer she'ochel achar hamatza, and why is it called paparas? Kolomar mamshachas hamacha kemo paparos. Right? They somehow enhance the rest of your meal. It's not the main meal food. Your Karm Pesach is the main meal food. The maror is secondary to the Karm Pesach.
But it wouldn't get its own bracha, would it?
What?
If you had a meal without bread.
A meal without bread, then everything gets a bracha.
The mainstay, like you're saying, is the meat.
No, then everything gets a bracha. Well, unless you have something that's really ikar v'tofel. Unless you have something like that.
Like that's within... Like, so if you're having the carbon pit... Oh, it depends which way you eat it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? If you have cereal and milk, so one of the milk could, in some cases, be tofel, and in some cases, not tofel.
Right. What's gematria? Paparis gematria? You said actual numbers you're talking about?
Numerology, you know, in the...
What is the paparis?
He's saying
That's not the mainstay of learning. The person's not going to say, oh, I'm learning because he spends all day figuring out gematrias. There is a role that gematrias play, but that's not...
They are useful.
They're useful.
Not discounting them.
Right.
Saying,
that's the Mishnah.
We don't like gematrias.
Do I like them? People. What do you mean? There are gematrias and shas.
They have a purpose.
Why do they?
I don't know why you're saying that, though. There are gematrias and shas.
It is like the vegetables of Torah.
But you mean like more modern day gematrias?
Like the Torah is like, oh, so you know this gematria connects back to this.
No, Rabbi, yeah, he always.
Nobody likes them. It's fluffiness.
Those are parparos.
That's called the balabata shams.
What's that?
Yeah, son. If you like vegetables,
calm down. I really like to stay focused for a minute, if we can. I'll be happy to entertain as many of the tangential questions and discussions as time allows for. But let's at least get somewhere with the. Is that what it is?
9 and 3.
12.
So
there are
12 lines
to get? Yeah. Okay, in any event.
Is the actual.
Umidikari lamor parparas hapas. What's the whole point? How do we get into this whole discussion? Not how do we get into this discussion, but Tos is saying, why are we even talking about parparas? You want to finish the Mishnah, whoever's reading? Yonah? The Tosos, rather? Remez ba Mishnah the matzah kodemes lamoror kide amar b'gemara that you eat the matzah first, right? You need the matzah first before the moror. So matzah, that's the way it's eaten. It's eaten first.
But so is that part of Seder? Like that happens to be when we stuck this in, or does that mean that because it's first, the moror is covered by it? Like if we have something.
Well, he's not addressing that over here.
So what is he saying? That we do it on purpose, matzah first? He seems to be pointing out the issue without, like, he's answering it, but to me it sounds like he's just illustrating the issue we have, that you have Maror, so does Maror get covered? And he's just saying, well, it comes first, so.
Yeah, but this is...
Isn't that the question?
But this is what the Rush was saying. The Rush was saying like this, even though there really is Hesach Hadas here, you're right, there really is Hesach Hadas.
Right.
The Rashbam is saying there's no Hesach Hadas, but the Rush is saying, yes, there is Hesach Hadas regarding the Netila.
The break we had done.
But over here, as you know what? One second. I have to be honest. Originally, I was thinking that the Rush is totally discounting the whole approach of the Rashbam, but now I'm thinking slightly differently. Now it seems like the Rush is saying that no, you could really say like the Rashbam. You could say like the Rashbam over here.
That they're connected. The Hadama counts.
And I take that back. He's defending the Rush, the Rashbam. At the end of the Rush, as you saw, he tried to answer up for the Rashbam. But it seems like he still has his own approach. His own approach is, it says Al Matzos Merom Yalchuhu. There's a Chiyav over here to have what? To have Moror. Therefore, it's Keh. Okay, Tosos over here is saying, well, we know that the meal is such that matzah comes first and then maror. It has to be that way. Right? It's pakras apas. It's supplemental to the meal of matzah. Alright? But there's a bit of a problem over here. There's a bit of a problem, and what Daniel is saying is that this, you would think this would be the exact opposite. You would say this is the exact opposite. It's all right. Right? You'd say, listen, the only reason I'm eating this is because halacha tells me it. It's not really part of my suda. So what's the Rush saying? How's the Rush learning this idea?
I don't know how you put these things together.
Forget about everything else. You're asking one question now. Forget, right? Asking one question. The Rashbam has his approach. It's based on the bracha of Karpas.
The Karpas Rush, stays through.
The Rush counts. Rejects that. And he says, no, there's Hesach Hadas. It can't be that.
He's saying that since you do this matzah and maror at the same time, the maror is covered by the matzah.
Since I know when I'm sitting down, I'm having matzah, and then I'm told to have maror after the matzah, yeah, it's a chiyuv to have it right now after I eat my matzah.
That's how I don't need prepare adama.
Therefore, it doesn't need its own prepare adama because it's like the varim abayim matzah sudu socha sudu.
Is there anyone who eats it at a different time?
No.
But it has to be then. So
that's what it's supposed to be.
Since it's then, we're taking it as it was put there to be part of the meal. Instead of...
Well, what does that mean?
It means it's even if it's an independent mitzvah, it's covered under the motzi. Like, even if you have to make the achilat maror, you don't have to make the...
That's true. I tried to explain... No, that's what you keep saying. I tried to explain to you
that... I was saying that's not what's happening.
The bracha of the mitzvah is not really a function of whether or not it's dvarim bayim lachos suda or not.
So making an al achilat maror doesn't distinguish it from the meal.
That's right.
But how? If you make a motzi, anything...
Because that's not a Birkas Hananin. It happens to be a mitzvah to eat this thing now. But let's say it was a normal meal. Let's say it was a normal meal food. Let me give you a better example. Let's just say, for argument's sake, there's a bracha that you make on the Karm Pesach. Okay. Let's say there's a bracha that you make on eating in the Karm Pesach.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you eat tomorrow now?
Now are you gonna have to make a bracha shahakol on the eating of this because it's a separate mitzvah?
Why shahakol?
Because you make
meat,
the motzi.
Because meat is shahakol.
Well, which way are we eating it? To these.
No, you're not eating it right now as Karm Pesach wrapped up together with matzah and maror.
Right, so how many?
You're eating it by itself.
Sure. Do you have motzi already?
Yeah, of course.
Do you make shahakol?
Why not?
Because it's a part of the meal. Like of same thing in the maror. The maror is a part of the meal.
But one second. It's a separate Birkas HaMitzvah. I'm trying to show you that the fact
no,
that you...
No, but in that one, the Pesach is the is focus.
And the maror, over here, the maror is the focus.
The matzah and the maror are like supplemental to the Karban Pesach.
Okay, let's start again. We're talking about the suda over here. What happens? I make hamotzi lechem in aretz.
Okay.
My suda's begun. Let the suda begin. Now I'm eating maror. Right? Now I'm eating maror. So it's true, I have to make a bracha on the birkas, make a birkas mitzvah on the mitzvah. I have to make achilas maror. But that's not indicative of the fact that maror requires its own bar pi adama.
It's because I have a separate.
Right, and the reason why I'm trying to show you that by asking you what would you say with regard to the Korban Pesach.
You just eat it.
Korban Pesach, you would just eat. You would say, oh, I don't have to make
another
Korban.
I would eat a Korban, and I wouldn't make a Shahakol because I already made a Motzi.
Right? Wouldn't you say that?
Most practical sense, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But
that is where the Motzi and the Korban are connected, no?
Why are they more connected than the Motzi and the
Because now, and the Moro? Back then, you had to eat all of these three things together. Now, the rabbis have made a separate decree, because we no longer have the Korban, that I have to eat Moro.
What do you mean by eating them together? No, you still have to eat Moro.
I'm saying, but is the Moro connected to matzah anymore? The Korban was connected to the matzah. So it was definitely under that umbrella of that meal. If you were having the meal of the Korban Pesach back in the day...
When Moro was the Araisa...
It was Moro and Korban and matzah. So it was all in the one thing. So
I don't know what you mean by one thing.
If you were doing an Achila Korban Pesach, you would only say that when you were having the Korban Pesach with matzah and Moro.
You'd only say what?
An Achila Korban Pesach. Like, whatever this bracha were, this hypothetical situation back then. If you were having the Korban Pesach...
Yes, you're saying when you eat Korban Pesach, you're always eating Korban Pesach together with matzah and Moro in some way.
But it has to be. It's not just like, oh, I have matzah.
Yeah,
and I have it had to be with the matzah.
Fine.
So that definitely would be... all the other bracha would be covered by that motzi. Because that was part of that meal. Like, connected 100%. Not just because I had had matzah already.
That's exactly what the Rosh is saying over here.
But I'm saying, it's not just because I had matzah already and now I'm having my Korban Pesach. It's all in one.
Fine. You're basically espousing the same view as the Rosh now.
But I thought the Rosh isn't saying it.
The Rosh is saying because it's a chova to have now.
Is the Maror connected with the matzah?
Can you read his Lashon again, please?
Yeah, I thought he was saying it's... First we're saying it's separate and then we're saying it's connected.
Why don't you just read it?
Matzah Marorim Yochlu.
Yeah.
Based on that, I think...
It says in the verse, how matzah tomorrow yachlu. So there's an idea of eating matzah and maror together.
Then your motzi definitely covers it. But then we're saying, maror is...
Read it. Read it.
Where? Next?
The next word.
Kovahu lahavi maror achar matzah. So you bring the maror after the matzah.
That's the key. That's the way Chazal set up this meal.
Right.
They said you have to have matzah and then have maror. And therefore, what's the consequence of that?
So that's
a chiddush, though. But that's a chiddush.
Okay.
That's a chiddush in terms of Hilchos Brachos.
He's saying that they're connected, and so you're...
I understand, but I'm just asking you, to take it one step further. If this was not a Passover Seder, and you would be having, let's say it's not lettuce, okay, because I think that might be confusing.
Potato.
Maror?
Let's say I decide to eat horseradish.
I am eating horseradish.
Let's say I decide to eat. I'm eating raw horseradish during the year. I'm going to eat raw horseradish. Would I say that's normal food to eat?
Pesach
HaSudah?
No. Yes. So let's take
raw horseradish.
Use a potato.
Let's take Rosh Hashanah.
For anyone besides,
let's say it's Rosh Hashanah and I'm having an apple dipped in honey because I want to say the Yehi Ratzon. Okay. Do I have to make a separate bracha for that?
Yes.
I have to make a bracha for that. Why?
Because that's not
part of Bari Machas Asuda. Right. It's not a meal food. It's not a meal food. It's something that I'm eating for a separate reason. Right? So now, Moror, why am I eating Moror? Not because it's a meal food per se, but because I have a separate reason for doing it.
And therefore, it shouldn't be a part of
one
the meal.
One sec. Exactly.
But right. That separate so the Rosh reason is being moded connected to the monster.
The Rosh is being moded to that. Right? The Rosh is essentially being moded to that. He's saying, I'll tell you why this is really something that's covered by your Amotzi. It's not because it's a real meal food. What's the reason? It's because the halacha tells you it's a meal food. Because
the halacha connects it with the matzah.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
But before
you were saying it should be the opposite. And then you said,
when you use matzah marorim, I understand that. But we also have the idea that now, since it's a rabbinic decree, is it matzah marorim anymore?
I don't know what you're saying when you say that.
When it's the rabbinic version of Maror.
Which it is.
Is that what this pasuk is? This quote? Is this quote the rabbinic?
Al matzah marorim?
Yeah, or is that from...
That's the only Maror pasuk that we have.
That's the pasuk about a karban.
That's the pasuk from which we learn that there is a mitzvah
idea
Maror.
Of having Maror.
Maror.
With the karban, right.
Yes.
But with the karban.
The Chazal came along and said there's no karban.
So now we have matzah.
We have independent mitzvah of Maror.
That's what I'm saying. That
but it's still, but it's still, but it still, still has to relate back to that. Yeah, it didn't come from nowhere. It wasn't created in a vacuum.
But then when we say the independent mitzvah of Maror, It's either independent or it's connected. It either is independent and needs a kazayit, or it's connected.
It is so independent and needs a kazayit.
So then it should need its own bracha. Or it's connected to matzah and it shouldn't need a kazayit or a bracha.
Well, what I think the Rosh is saying is that they told you at your meal of matzah, what did the Rabbanon do? They told you at your matzah meal, where matzah is still d'oraisa, they told you, eat maror.
Uh-huh.
They told you to do that. Meaning what? Make maror part of your seuda. Make maror part of your halachic meal. And the Rosh is saying that even though it's not part of your meal as man on the street, so to speak, in the laboratory, maybe you would say, nah, that's not dvarim habayim machas nasuda. No one in their right mind would be eating horseradish now. That's not normal. The Rosh says, you know what? You're right. But because this is part of the halachic seuda, it's defined as dvarim haboyim machmas asuda, and therefore it doesn't need another bracha. In other words, if you would have the same let's say moro was an apple,
okay,
or some other fruit or some other vegetable that no one eats as a meal food, and now you have
you don't eat horseradish like a big glob of horseradish.
Let's say lemazogin, you don't do that, right? Now all of a sudden you're doing that.
Lemazogin?
Yeah. Let's say.
Well, what gazera? What do you mean gazera?
They are instituting.
Yeah,
that you have to eat this.
That this is now a meal food.
That's what the Rosh is saying. No, but you can't just say they say it's a meal food.
In this case,
what the Rosh is saying is basically what they did was they made it part of your suda on Pesach night, and by making it part of your suda, it now rises to the level of Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSuda, but only in the context of this meal. Let's say it wasn't a... Let's say, for argument's sake, you finished your Seder, and then you were kovei another meal. Well, forget about Yom Haftinach HaPesach HaVikom. That's a separate problem.
I wasn't worried.
Good. Let's say you had another meal after your Seder. Right? And now what?
Now you're going to have
Maror. You're going to say Hamotzi on Matzah, and then you're going to have Maror.
A big glob of it.
A big glob of maror. Would you say that's covered by my amotzi because it's dvarim habayim machas asuda? The Rosh is saying no. The Rosh is saying that's not the reason why this is covered by amotzi. It's covered by amotzi because of the mitzvah status of dvarim habayim machas asuda. There's a new definition to suda tonight. There's a new definition to your eating. Your eating at the Seder is totally defined by halacha. So you're right. In a normal case, this might be something that would require its own bracha. But tonight, your meal is delineated by halacha. And as such, now this is kih devarim habayim machmas asuda.
Okay, so now it's like a parparet.
That's right.
Okay. My issue with that was that...
Forget what your issue was. Do you understand this?
I understand that. Right. That makes it. He's using, but that's like an that's a chiddush based
that's
on the idea that since it's rabbinically
chova.
Put in the
mitzvah.
Seder there, in the Suda there, it is now
that's
covered
right.
by matzah.
That's right. That's right.
But without that.
Without that, you would require it. Would require
without that,
drama.
Shouldn't it work
Thank
either?
You, Thank you very much.
Shouldn't it work either like the Karban Pesach completely or not at all? Like,
I don't know what
the
you're
Karban
saying.
Pesach, you don't have to have a kazayit. You don't have a separate bracha.
Oh.
Karban Pesach.
Oh, the Mar.
You don't
Mar.
Need to have a kazayit of Mar. You have to have a kazayit of Karban Pesach, and then whatever amounts for everything else. And you don't have to make separate brachot. It's all the Karban Pesach. So I do motzi, that covers all the brachot, and then I do an achila, or whatever we're saying in a hypothetical situation that we think might.
Say again.
Is that a hypothetical?
I don't know which case you're talking about.
That you made an achila, or was there a bracha of achila for Karban Pesach?
Oh, I believe there was.
Okay, so if there was,
can we confirm that? Is there a Rambam handy?
Always there.
Okay, there's no problem.
Big screen.
You're looking great. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Vav Chametz Matzah. This was in response to your question: was I just being hypothetical? Or
no,
not?
What you said out loud. You should have kept them said.
Yeah, I should have kept them. I had Mountain Dew. Just
the Acher Kach Mavorech Al Natilos Yadayim V'Notel Yadav Shnia. Okay, you say on the first time, you wash again. Shevoi Sharei Siach Daita B'Shas Kriyas Hagada. Can you take two matzahs? You get ready to make that motzi. You break one of your two whole things, two whole loaves. Say hamotzi lechem in aretz. Why don't you make it on two whole loaves? Oh, because of lechemoni, which we discussed previously. Now you take matzah and maror and you eat them together. You dip them in charoses and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Hakdisheinu Tzitzavot Tzivanu Al Achilas Matzah Umarorim.
When do you say that?
That's a little wrong.
This is when you would eat. This is the way the Rambam has it. The Rambam has first you have Hamotzi Lechem and Haaretz, and then
not eating yet.
No, and then you would take the matzah, wrap it together with maror, dip it in charoses. Let me just mention now. It's come up a few times, and I've been sort of biting my tongue every time it's come up. The charoses is not something that's really eaten at the Seder per se. Each time, yes, that's right. Each time we're told to use charoses, it's specifically the case that you're supposed to dip in the charoses and shake it off. In fact, all the Haggadahs pretty much direct you to do that. You're not supposed to be heaping on the charoses.
So
it's not. You can eat it during the meal. There's no problem. Enjoy it. Because
in the sandwich, though.
No, right. You're not supposed to do that.
So what's the Korean sandwich? Is that just...
That's
like,
also,
is that like he said?
That's
like
also
just
a misnomer. It's not. Just, a, doesn't have to be a sandwich. You could take the murr and wrap it around the matzah, and that's also called kork. Kork means to wrap.
Yeah, you're really fast.
Charoses is a problem really in general, feel. Because you're you could be mevatel the tam of the murr at some point.
No,
yeah.
Not what I use.
Oh yeah, I know about the just dipping. Right. I think last year I did that.
Okay. V'achakach korich matzah moror. Now you take the matzah and you wrap it with the moror somehow. Now that's either one of two ways. Either because you're using matzahs that are wrappable, right? Using those thin matzahs, or using moror that's wrappable.
Like lettuce.
So either way, this can't be.
Or you just spread it.
No, that's not wrapping. Korich means to wrap.
Okay, fine.
Maxwell House calls it the Hillel sandwich. But this Rambam and Mashma that way from the Losha don't seem to be talking about a sandwich. They're talking about some type of wrap.
It's my minhag.
Some type of wrap. To use a wrap?
No, it's a Hillel sandwich.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be a sandwich.
Yeah, a sandwich implies a matzah on the outside.
It doesn't have to be that way. Right. It doesn't have to be matzah on the outside.
It's okay if matzah
is
on the outside and not surrounded by maror.
Right. Could be that your matzah is around the maror.
Something's got to be around the maror.
But either way,
Let's stay on maror.
Multiple questions.
Wow. Write those down. Right. Duly noted. So you take the matzah and your maror and you wrap them together. You dip them in charoses. Now you make the blessing. What's the bracha? Asher kedesham tzotzav tzivanu al achilas matzah umarorim. Interesting bracha.
Makes sense. I like that.
The ochlon, the im ochel matzah b'fnei atzma umara b'fnei atzma.
So you definitely wouldn't have to make a hadamah according to him.
That's for sure. At that point, you definitely
together.
Have. That's right. Now he says, but if you would eat them one after the other,
why would
then ochel matzah b'fnei atzma umara b'fnei atzma, v'varech zeh b'fnei atzma v'al zeh b'fnei atzma. You would make the brachos al achilas matzah v'al achilas mara. Says the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. V'achar kach mevarech baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech haolam asher kedesheinu tzitzavot tzivanu. Al achilas hazavach. Then you'd make the benediction on eating the Karm Pesach. On the zavach. Ve'ochel mi basar chagigas ha'basar tchila.
That's the whole thing he just said was the original Seder, or is that a modern day Seder?
No, it's not the modern day Seder.
The part, but he's saying even when you're going to be having a Karm Pesach, you would do the wrapping first? You do matzah and maror separate than.
I told you, that's a machlokas.
I'm saying that's his way, is the separate.
Separate without the Karban Pesach being in there?
And then later you have the Karban Pesach. That's what he just said, right? Stage one was motzi and some maror on it.
You take matzah and maror and you wrap them together.
And
If you use them separately, then you make two separate achilas.
But you do an achila on those two things without the Karban Pesach.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
See, that's what I told you. When you get to the Hillel portion of the Haggadah, and it says, Kena yasakil as much as mikdash hayakayim hayakorich matzah and maror, you'll notice that the word Pesach is in brackets or parentheses.
Because he would have.
Because it's machlokas. No, it's machlokas. We've shown him whether. Yeah, anyone have a haggadah here?
What do you say, personally?
I have a haggadah upstairs.
I don't remember. What? Upstairs? No. I mean, the haggadah is in the back also. But if you notice that when you get a chance, look at the haggadah, you'll see that lashon is usually in brackets because of the difference of opinion among the Rishonim as to whether or not Pesach was included in the wrap or in the Hillel sandwich, as you like to refer
so
to.
There are some who would have had...
Some claim that the Hillel sandwich would include the Pesach. Some say that the Pesach would be eaten in conjunction with the Hillel sandwich. But now the Rambam says, after that you make a bracha on the Chagigas Yedalad, the Zevach. You make the bracha Asher Kesham Sosov Etzimun Al Achilas HaZevach. You know the Karm Pesach had to be eaten ala sova, so you had to first have the...
What's that off exactly?
That's the carbon chagiga that was brought in conjunction with the Karm Pesach. And then...
From,
What's that?
Thanksgiving offering.
What does Zelach mean literally? Is there like a word definition for it?
Then you have an offering. It could be really a Zevach is an offering. All right? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Then he says, then you would make the bracha of al achilas Pesach, and then you would eat the Karim Pesach. V'lo birkas ha-Pesach poter shel ha-Zevach, v'lo shel ha-Zevach poter shel ha-Pesach. The bracha that you make on the Karim Pesach does not pater the Zevach, and the Zevach bracha doesn't pater the Karim Pesach. You need a separate birkas ha-Mitzvah for each one. Birkas ha-Mitzvah. Bizman hazeh she'ein sham karban. When there's no karban anymore, how do we do it, says the Rambam. Then al achilas matzah, dip the matzah in charoses, then presumably eat it. Ve'ochel, ve'chozer mavarich al achilas maror. We don't all do that, so that's why you're making that funny face.
No, dip
the matzah in charoses.
Because before it sounded like he did the matzah in charoset was his main way.
Matzah and maror.
Matzah
and
maror was.
That's
main
when
way.
There was Karim Pesach.
When there was a Karim Pesach, he said prefer his first listing was the wrap together, and then he said and it, some
if you
do
did
it
no
separately.
He didn't say something. He said if you did it separately.
But he it sounds like he's saying the wrap was his reference, and now he switched. Today he didn't list the wrap. Does he?
Because now that Maror is a separate mitzvah, Maror is a separate mitzvah. It's not matzah and Maror because of Karim Pesach.
So he wouldn't. There is no matzah and Maror until like he wouldn't. What was the first one he said?
Well,
like
just give me 1 second.
Matzah and
Maror.
Hamotzi matzah Maror.
Yeah. Now it's hamotzi lechem. You eat the matzah, then you dip in charoset. I'm sorry.
My bad.
It's okay. It's my fault. I should be more focused. You say hamotzi. And then you say al-chilas matzah, you dip the matzah in charoses and you eat it. Then you go ahead and eat the maror after saying al-chilas maror and having dipped it in charoses. Don't, the Rambam himself says, don't leave it in the charoses a long time because it'll be matzah latam. Then, chozer v'korech matzah u'maror, then you wrap the matzah and the maror, u'metabel v'charoses v'ochlem below bracha zecher l'mikdash. The way it was eaten when you had the Karim Pesach.
What was the last part? I missed the part before Zecher HaMikdash.
We also do the carb, the matzah together with the maror. Korach, yeah.
So the first thing is to have them, he's saying the first thing is to have them separate.
Matzah,
separate
maror.
Mitzvahs, and did he say you make...
Separate blessings.
But not a...
No achilas. No.
No achila?
No birkas on the achila. No alam birkas on the achila.
What are you saying?
I'm sorry. No birkas on the achila. Birkas ha-mitzvah, no brachos on the achila.
So
al achilas, yes, because that's the birkas ha-mitzvah. But
so
no
separate achila matzah, then achilas maror,
no birkas manin.
So what's his, does he have a reason? Why
for what?
Why it's covered? Why the maror, because he's making it sound very distinct that the maror is its separate mitzvah.
Sure.
It's not to be eaten with the matzah.
That's right.
You do it as a zecher.
That's right.
The mitzvah is on the maror itself.
That's right.
And he's not saying that you have to make a separate.
No one says that. No one says that. The only question is
he
why.
He doesn't have a reason why?
He doesn't state the reason
explicit.
Why.
Explicit.
He does not explicitly state the reason why.
Interesting.
So it could be that he opines like the Rosh. It could be that he opines like the Rashbam. He's
generally very thorough as
well. Well, he doesn't have to give that reason. I mean, that's not typical for the Rambam to do.
So that would make it sound, but he's saying. Even back then, there were some who ate the matzah first and then the like separate. But you'd always be doing the matzah first because you made the motzah.
That's right. That's right.
So it sounds like
that's Tosfos. Oh, matzah always coming first.
But according to that, it sounds like he's. It makes it sound like the rabbinic decree harkens back.
On some level, obviously.
Like the other one, this didn't really.
I mean, the way the Rush presented.
The Rush didn't really present it as. Oh, and we used to eat it.
Well, because the Rush is not talking about Korach over here. The Rush is not discussing Korach. The Rush is just discussing.
But not just Korach. Like we used to, he's saying like we used to eat the. He said you either people either did matzah.
Yeah, because the Rambam's giving the halachas what would be during the Zman HaMikdash,
right.
And also
so
not.
So in the Zman HaMikdash, you had matzah first, anyways, and that matzah.
You always had matzah first.
Covered the maror's Bari Bri Adama back then.
Well, he doesn't say that, but that's we're assuming that he's. He has to buy into one of two possibilities.
Right, but I'm saying when he lists what they used to do, that
yes.
Shows that there's a reason for doing it the same order today that doesn't that should negate a Bari Pri Adama.
What I'm trying to tell you, you could have the same question even in the time when they were eaten the way the Rambam describes. I mean, if it was eaten together initially and then the Korban Pesach, yeah, I understand there's no separate bracha on Maror, but when you did it too, and there's two separate Birkas on Mitzvah, still you'd have the question, maybe you would say there should be a Pera Adama. Why does the Rambam not mention it? Because there'd still be no Pera Adama, either because of the reason of the Rashbam or the reason of the Rush. Let me just end off with one last thing over here. The Rashbam then gets defended, right? The Rush tries to defend the Rashbam. Okay. Says, look, the Rashbam has to deal with the fact that the Gemara says Haggadah is Hesach Hadas. So how is the Rashbam going to account for that? Why is there no Hesach Hadas over here? So what the Rush suggests is that there are two different problems that are associated with Hesach Hadas. One problem with Hesach Hadas is simply that it divorces you from the original bracha, in which case when you come to eat the same thing all over again, you have to make the new bracha because you were Mesiach Das. The other problem is one that's unique to Netil Shadayim, where I'm simply worried about wandering hands. Did my hands now do anything over the last 2 hours which are going to require another washing over here? So the Rush says, maybe what the Rashbam understands from that Gemara is that, yeah, when it comes to wandering hands, yes, it's a Hesach Das. But when it comes to the bracha, it has nothing to do with hand washing. I'm staring at the Mora for the last 2 hours. It wasn't Mesiach Das from eating vegetables.
You eat the Afikomen as part of the Suda?
Afikomen is at the end of your meal.
Right. So, oh. I was just thinking that if you had had a matzah instead of karpas, like if that was the benhag, like that you have, make a motzi, then you have that matzah, then you wait. And
yeah,
then
all
you have
the,
that,
all
you
the
have
matzah.
To wash again.
But no, you wouldn't have to wash again.
No, I'm saying if you had matzah at the beginning, right?
That you made a
Yadayim, and then you made a motzi. No, and then you have this long pause of the
and you eat more matzah, you mean.
And then you're going to have more matzah.
You have to wash again.
But not make motzi.
It could be, yes.
The motzi would last.
Right, yes,
but
yeah. But you're washing, you're worried about your
hands. The washing is only about the time.
Yeah, that's right. It's a cleanliness issue. So you're saying there's one Hesach Hadas. The
Afikomen is still in the meal, so you wouldn't have that worry.
That's right.
Because you wouldn't have Hesach Hadas.
Hesach Hadas. All right, but there is one last thing here, and I'll just mention it quickly as everyone is getting ready to leave. The manhig writes that the reason why Mara doesn't get its own bracha is because you should definitely come to the Thursday night here, no? Yeah. He's sporting that knapsack.
Oh, DK?
They love him.
He should come anyway.
The reason, or a different but related reason, as to why Mara doesn't get its own Bori Pi Adam. And he says like this, Mipnei she'eino rashai le'echol achiloso ad she'yochal moror. You can't eat any other food until you've eaten moror. Kidvorim haboyim machmas sudadami. Now it becomes like something that's necessary because of the Suda, and therefore it's covered by your Hamotzi. But it's a slightly different reason than the Rush. So maybe we'll pick up with that tomorrow. How is it Dvarim by Machmas Suda? Because I have to eat it before I can eat any other food. It's the thing that stands in the way of you and your schnitzel, whatever else.
So since
it's
separating the matzah from the other parts of the meal.
Right.
It now became part of the meal.
That's what he seems to be saying. Maybe we could flesh that a little bit. And then Blinada will pick up on another, either another Mara topic, or we'll move on to something else from the Gemara. Okay?
Oh, Charoset's not in the Gemara, though.
No, there is an idea of Charoset. Ah. All right, we'll stop here.
All right, see you there.